Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the United States of America and our government face very extreme threats. Threats from foreign nations like Russia and like China. And threats right here at the home front. Are we ignoring the threats at the home front in favor of concentrating on foreign dangers? We'll talk about several perspectives on that issue. There's a piece over at the Federalist that claims that there is a group of internationalists, that there is a group of warmongers who are trying deliberately, for some reason, to get us involved in a war with Russia and a war with China, and maybe a war with both of them simultaneously. Is that a good idea? Obviously it is not. We will talk about that idea and whether it has any validity or whether what the United States is doing right now in responding to the Russian buildup of troops that is going on even after President Biden's talk with President Putin. We will take a look at that charge and the question, what else do you do? Speaking of what else do you do, Arthur Herman has been trying to sound the alarm for a long time. And he has a powerful case to make that what the United States is doing is repeating and duplicating some of the mistakes that we made that led to World War II. What kind of mistakes? Not building up according to the latest technology in terms of national defense and in terms of American military power. Why is it that we need particularly a new focus on hypersonic weaponry to keep up with the Chinese? We'll be speaking about that with Arthur Herman. And we'll be speaking with General Kellogg, who has been on the show before. He is one of the only national security experts and a four-star general who served both as an advisor to Vice President Mike Pence during the Trump administration and to President Trump himself. What does an America First policy mean in terms of what we do about the crisis in Europe and the potential crisis regarding Taiwan? And then there's the question of the crime wave. Because one of the things that people are saying, there's a writer named Sean Davis who is claiming that America is paying less attention to domestic threats like the crime wave, like a porous border, where border insecurity is clearly a problem that the nation has to address more effectively. He's talking about that problem, but saying that the reason that we are not dealing with those problems is because we are preoccupied with foreign concerns. Has that been a characteristic of the Biden administration? We will also take a look at those who say, including voices on CNN, that the crime wave isn't real, that it is hyped up, that it is actually exaggerated for political purposes, like winning the midterm elections for the Republicans coming up a year from now. And speaking of that, there's an amazing new poll. And it's a poll that is co-conducted by the leading Democratic pollster, the guy who was the chief of polling for Joe Biden, who is now saying that Hispanic voters, if the election were held today, and if the election was Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, it would be split down the middle. No advantage for Biden. What that would mean if that actually happened, if Hispanic voters split evenly between Republicans and Democrats, the Democrats would be wiped out. They depend dramatically. At least 13% of the voters in the last election were identified as Hispanic. And they went 2-1 for Joe Biden, which was less than previous advantages for candidates like Barack Obama, like Donald Trump in when he was running against Hillary Clinton, they didn't win by as much as Biden did. But right now, if the election were held today, Biden would be losing that advantage and losing the election big time. And then breaking news about dogs. And I know people are going to be interested in this. The truth is that dogs know a lot more and have a lot more language skills than researchers have previously believed. We will get to that also on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. First up, the issue of crime here. Is it really as bad as people say? Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot actually was talking about the smash-and-grab crimes, the flash mob crimes, where all of a sudden people go into high-end retail establishments, ransack the place, take stuff out, load it into trucks. And the idea that in Los Angeles, it's hundreds of thousands of lost value in San Francisco, and yes, in Chicago as well. Here is what the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, had to say about that. Listen.
Some of the retailers downtown in Michigan Avenue, I will tell you, I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores, locking up their merchandise at night, chaining high-end bags. These purses seem to be something that is attracting a lot of attention on these organized retail theft units.
Okay, isn't this a little bit like blaming the victim? I mean, in other words, she is not condemning the flash mobs themselves. She's condemning the stores, which have been suffering. And what about the police in Chicago? I know they are overtaxed. I know they have the problem of people condemning them. For instance, there's a big condemnation regarding the Jesse Smollett trial as leading spokesperson for BLM. Is basically saying Jesse Smollett's a hero, and it's the Chicago police who are lying scum. Now, they have to deal with all that, but they also have to deal with a mayor who doesn't recognize that the one responsibility, the one job, most of all, that is most important, and not just for Chicago, but for Seattle and for Portland and for New York City and for Albuquerque and for Juneau, Alaska, for any city in the country, the number one job for that city is public safety, which is why the whole idea of defunding the police is so ridiculous. What else is the city's job that is more important than that? And there's a gentleman at a mini-mart who suffered in Maryland by a group of smash-and-grab thieves who ran through his gas station with their van and actually stole the ATM and then drove away. Here's what the owner of that mini-mart had to say. Clip 13.
It's happened again. Another damaged convenience store and a stolen ATM.
They backed into the pump from that middle aisle. They backed right into it, hit the ATM. This was on the floor. Everything was on the floor. Pick up the ATM, and they ran towards Baltimore City.
Apurva Patel is the owner of the Exxon station at Montgomery Road and US 1 in Elkridge. He said the theft unfolded just before 3:30 Wednesday morning and was over in less than a couple of minutes. Two men pull up in a stolen white van, canvass the area, then back it into the store. They get out, pull the ATM into the van, and drive away. Patel told us he's all too familiar with the ATM smash and grabs lately and thought he was prepared.
It was bolted.
It was bolted.
It was bolted. Both of these machines were bolted on the floor.
There's not much more you can do.
There's nothing else you can do.
Okay, what would Mayor Lightfoot say to him? It's his fault that the smash-and-grab thieves ransacked his store and stole the ATM. You know who's talking sense about this? Somebody who is not known for talking sense. Actually, somebody who is known to be a demagogue and extremely unreliable source. I'm talking about the Reverend Al Sharpton. He actually is shockingly talking truth on this issue of crime. And what does he have to say? And what about the 12 cities in the U.S. that set all-time homicide records this year? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling.
And one of the reasons it's such a wonderful time of the year is there's a big determination on the part of literally millions of people to make the coming year, 2022, a better year than 2021. Given some of the difficulties involving the pandemic, it's entirely possible, in fact, I think entirely likely, that we can move ahead to some better outcomes, particularly political outcomes. We're going to be talking about that in the new polling that is remarkable about the shift in the Latino community. We'll get to that. But one of the things that I would urge you to do is also take advantage of an opportunity that is very unique. It was unique in 2020 and 2021 and certainly going to continue in 2022 to invest in some of the truly exciting, transformative, eye-opening, and wealth-producing opportunities that are out there very directly for investing in high-tech startups. And the best way to do that, it costs you absolutely nothing to investigate it, go to our crowd. This is my brother's company, which I was just talking this morning to an associate in Jerusalem. It's actually about another potential Medved trip to Israel coming up. But we're talking about that, and he was talking about my brother's spectacular success with the range of companies he is invested in. You can find out about it. Again, it costs nothing. Just go to the Our Crowd banner on our website at michaelmedved.com, or you can go to Our Crowd, O-U-R, not our, but our, as in ours, O-U-R crowd.com, and they'll send you a free newsletter. It comes out every week or as long as you want it, as much as you want it. And read about some of these developments in high-tech investing that doesn't require a lot of money for anybody, and in fact requires no money at all to get the information. Go to ourcrowd.com, or better yet, go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. Okay, one of the things that they would never do at Our Crowd is misinterpret very obvious statistics. And even Al Sharpton, who, by the way, has not been a huge defender of police in the past, is now criticizing progressives and very, very harshly about being more concerned with violence from police than violence from civilian murderers, who are the ones who are really wreaking the havoc and causing the devastation and the record-breaking murder rates all over the country. When there are people out there who are so irresponsible, they need to get discipline from Reverend Al, right? We know that there are a lot of Americans who've gone off the track. This is Reverend Sharpton, clip 12.
You know, I've done as many eulogies for gun violence victims in our community as I have violence by police. But it doesn't have the same resonance with the so-called progressives, which is why I say progressive for who? Is it progress that we're having record murders in cities like Philadelphia or Portland? I mean, that's not progressive. It is regressive, and it's a way of saying to us in a paternalistic way, you can't do better. Yes, we can. And we must have police that engage with the community to stop homicides as well as do police reform. You can do both at the same time. You must do both at the same time. But to have prosecutors tolerate this level of murder and to in many ways excuse it is stunning and unexcusable.
Okay, he's right. Isn't he right? Anybody want to disagree with Al Sharpton on this? And for goodness sake, of the fact that the President of the United States can't address this issue as squarely and logically and forcefully as Al Sharpton is doing. I know. Al Sharpton ran for president once upon a time. He even staged an inauguration for himself because he didn't accept the Bush presidency. That was back in 2000. But now Al's beginning to make up for some of that. There's also a piece that is very, very important in terms of perspective in the Wall Street Journal. It's by Rafael Mangual. And Rafael Mangual is a senior fellow and head of research for the Manhattan Institute's Policing and Public Safety Initiative. And what he writes is, the U.S. experienced its largest ever single-year homicide spike in 2020. And crime now polls as one of the top voter concerns, if not the top. This has many criminal justice reform advocates and their media allies scrambling to convince Americans that things really aren't so bad no matter what the data say. At CNN, data journalist Priya Krishnamurkar explains how crime stats lie by pointing out that 2020's murder rate was 40% below what it was in the 1980s and 1990s. And then he gives other examples of people who point out that, murder rate has gone up dramatically in the last couple of years, but before that it had been going down and down and down, and it was still even worse than now in back in the 1980s and 1990s. And the point that he makes is it's true enough that the national murder rate was significantly higher in the 1980s and early 90s, but the national murder rate reflects an aggregation of all the country's homicides measured against the national population. When it comes to the recent upticks in killings, this talking point ignores two important realities. Reality number one. First, we don't live in the aggregate. The majority of Americans, as he puts it, spend their lives in the communities where they live and, if they commute, where they work. Given how hyper-concentrated serious violent crime is and therefore how widely the homicide rate can vary from one neighborhood to the next, the national homicide rate doesn't provide most Americans with a sense of the dangers that they actually face. And then the other point he brings up is not only that this doesn't apply to where the crime really occurs, like the south side of Chicago or the west side of Philadelphia or North Philadelphia, for that matter, pretty much anywhere in Philadelphia where it's been disastrous in terms of crime. He lists the cities where the all-time murder rate occurred in 2021, even a full month before the end of the year. And Louisville, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Columbus, Ohio, Austin, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, St. Paul, Minnesota, Portland, Oregon, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Fayetteville, North Carolina, other cities like Cincinnati, Trenton, Memphis, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Missouri, Jacksonville, Florida, Denver, Cleveland, Jackson, Mississippi. With all of that going on, clearly this is an issue that requires a strong national response. And what about our national response to dangers from abroad? We'll be talking about that with co-chairman of the Center for American Security, General Keith Kellogg, former Trump aide, coming up.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changing the emergency use authorization and now says those teenagers can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose. Lawmakers continue to gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state. He passed away over the weekend at 90. 98 years old. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell recalls Dole's wit when the GOP won the majority in the Senate in the 1990s.
Bob described his Senate management challenges with his trademark wit. If I'd known, he said, we were going to win control of the Senate, we'd have run better candidates.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, we spoke to General Keith Kellogg a couple of weeks ago about veterans affairs and particularly some of the problems that America's veterans confront. He is the co-chair of the Center for American Security. He is a former national security advisor to Vice President Pence and to President Trump. And he's the author of a book called War by Other Means. And it's basically a whole tour of the horizon of America's foreign policy challenges and his own experiences as part of the Trump administration. General Kellogg, a pleasure to welcome you back.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
And congratulations on the book. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, War by Other Means. He's also a Fox News contributor, by the way. Let me ask you about a piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal today with a headline, and it's actually, I'm surprised it hasn't inspired more controversy. Headline says, Biden rules out U.S. force if Russia invades Ukraine. The president said yesterday, apparently, the idea that the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now. Is that a useful statement for the president to make?
No, it's not. I prefer they just be as ambiguous as they can, and it's not something I would advise the president or the vice president if I was in the room. Look, Michael, here's the thing that I'm watching. You know, I'm watching two leaders of two great nations. You're looking at Biden is playing checkers. Putin is playing chess. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's applying extreme pressure on the European environment, on the European allies over there. He hasn't invaded anybody yet, but he's got all these troops floating around, and he knows what he wants to do. And he got what he wanted to do, because when I read his reports that came out of the call that he had, he said that the president is talking to other NATO allies. He's talking to Zelensky today. about the future of Russians and Russia's concerns about their security. And all Russia wants to do is make sure that Ukraine doesn't join NATO. That's his red line, and he's told everybody that. So by the president saying that, he's basically acceded to Putin's demands that Ukraine, even though it may be a sovereign nation, remains under Russian influence. And that's exactly what he wants, because he's kind of told the president that if I don't get that, we're going to put troops on the ground inside Ukraine. So Putin played this very, very well. I saw this coming. I was pretty sure it was going to happen. And instead of strategic ambiguity, it didn't work out.
Okay. There's a question about the president remaining ambiguous on this. He said, and it's with a lot of caveats, he said no unilateral action by the United States, and then that was later qualified by Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, apparently saying, no, he wouldn't rule out military action if it was military action by NATO. This is even though Ukraine is not a member nation of NATO. The president and American foreign policy, should America agree to the idea of not bringing Ukraine closer to the West when the majority of Ukrainians appear very much to want that?
Yeah, you know, this is one of those where you really have to make a really hard call. And what I mean by that, you've got to think global grand strategy. And how does everything that happens affect a U.S. interest first? That's the primary thing. This is primarily, Michael, a European issue. That Europeans are obviously the largest country other than Russia in Europe. It's an area they should be concerned about. But the Russians, you have to look at it from the Russians' lens as well. You know, I remember there was a great Chinese military philosopher guy named Sun Tzu, and he said, if you understand yourself and you understand your enemy, you will win all your battles. If you understand only yourself and not the enemy, you're going to win about half of them. If you don't understand yourself or the enemy, you're going to lose them all. And you kind of say, okay, let's figure out what does this guy really want. And my bigger concern, Michael, is the fact that as long as we keep focused in on places like Ukraine or Europe or even the Middle East, we continue to not focus on our greatest adversary that's growing, and that's China. You know, that's the one who's really going to cause us the problems. I've said repeatedly, to me, Russia is Belgium with nuclear weapons. They don't possess what I consider a vital strategic threat to the United States of America. They do to Europe, so that's the reason why it should be a European problem. So you try to minimize it as much as you can. Ensure Ukraine remains a sovereign nation, but not get too concerned about bringing them into NATO or putting our troops on the ground, putting them in the way, because you're going to just reach a position where all of a sudden you may have to fight. Because Putin has showed in 2014 when he invaded Crimea, he showed it in 2008 when he invaded Georgia, he doesn't care. He will launch forces when he believes it's Russian self-interest.
Well, he also believes that the United States is being the aggressor here, that we have moved into what used to be the Russian sphere of influence. It used to be part of what was called satellite nations in terms of the Baltic republics, in terms of Poland, in terms of all of the nations that are approaching the Russian border. Do you think he's genuinely afraid of an aggressive imperialist United States?
No, I don't think he is. You know, we handle that differently because how that's handled is it's handled actually strategically, leader to leader. And, you know, President Trump picked up the phone 18 different times and called Putin. And I was fortunate enough to be on all 18 of them. And then he met with Putin, obviously, in Helsinki. And Pence met with Putin when we were in Singapore at the ASEAN conference. And you have to make sure you keep telling him, okay, look, you know, you may be concerned about, you know, the invasion of Imperial Russia. That's not going to happen. And just keep the pressure, you know, keep pressure on it, but also keep everything kind of cool as best you can. But the minute you start drawing these lines, or you're saying you're going to do this, you're not going to do this, you're going to get his backup. You know, Putin has been through four U.S. presidents already. You know, he's revised the Russian Constitution that he can stay in power till 2036. And he sees himself as a modern-day Peter the great expansionist czar. And he looks at himself as a historical figure. So this is where you have to work strategically and think, okay, what's in the best interest of the United States? And tell the European allies, guys, this isn't your backyard. you know, you're not going to hold our, you know, we're not going to go in there and you're not going to just hold our coat while we do the fight. This is up to you. And oh, by the way, you're the same guys who economically work with Russia so well that half of Europeans' revenue comes out of Russia, and almost 60% of their energy does as well. And if the Nord Stream pipeline goes through, Michael, and it starts to be used, 80% of the liquid natural gas of Germany will come from Russia. And which country does it now bypass? Ukraine. So, guys, you've created this problem yourself, and we'll be there with you, but this is your problem to solve. We're going to keep focusing on our biggest threat that's growing rapidly, and that's China.
Quick question on China. We're going to be speaking later to with Arthur Herman of the Hudson Institute, who's been campaigning for years now for a hypersonic platform to try to counteract some of the developments of Chinese technology. Do you think he's right that we need to be more competitive with some of China's developments?
Sure we do. And that's the reason why, Michael, I was so frustrated when we kept focusing on the Middle East and focusing on Afghanistan and why we needed to change it. Now, you know, we actually had a hypersonic missile program that was canceled by Obama. So when we came in, we saw one of the problems, and hypersonics was one of them, this new weapon system. We put $3 billion into the program. Look, this is a missile system that flies Mach 5 and higher. That means, think about this, it goes 2 miles a second. We have no defenses against that at all right now. And what do we have? And the Russians and the Chinese both have operational missile batteries that are hypersonic. We're still in R&D, research and development. We don't have a hypersonic missile for 2 years. And there's other systems that they're developing as well. Remember, okay, the Chinese have already landed on the dark side of the moon.
There's no excuse, either on the dark side of the moon or in the United States of America, to run behind the Chinese. General Keith Kellogg, a pleasure, co-chair of the Center for American Security. His information, latest statements, his information on his book at our website, michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a time of year when many people, in fact, most people, I think you can say, in the United States, even people who say they are unaffiliated with any formal religion, begin thinking religious thoughts, because obviously, yes, of course, there's a great deal of emphasis on secular celebration of Christmas, entirely secular celebration of Christmas, and Christmas is a great national holiday where we celebrate wonderful things like giving gifts to people that we care about. One of the things that is developing in the country right now is the idea of people blaming God for the pandemic, for some of the terrible events like school shootings, like the one most recently in Michigan. We're going to be talking a little while later about with a former FBI agent and someone who has been a lawyer active in this whole area about how you can prevent school shootings, because that's extraordinarily important. But there's a headline over at Pew with a bunch of interesting ramifications. It says, few Americans blame God or say faith has been shaken amid the pandemic and other tragedies. Now, I know I live with somebody that I've been married to for going on 37 years, and my wife asks all the time, what does God have in mind with the COVID-19 pandemic? But it says in the Pew study, for centuries, philosophers and theologians have attempted to answer a vexing question. If there is a good and all-powerful God, then why is there so much suffering and evil in the world? From the biblical book of Job to the 18th century satirist Voltaire, to the 20th century Christian writer C.S. Lewis and the 1981 bestseller When Bad Things Happen to Good People by Rabbi Kushner. By the way, I wouldn't put When Bad Things Happen to Good People on the same level as the Book of Job, Voltaire, and C.S. Lewis. It's a different kind of work. Both great literature and popular culture, says Pew, have repeatedly tackled the problem of evil. What's fascinating about this big study, and Pew analyzes all kinds of public opinion questions, and they say that in their report on this survey, the survey gave respondents multiple opportunities to express their views on why terrible things happen, both in their own words in response to an open-ended question, and by reading through a list of possible explanations for suffering and indicating whether each statement describes their views very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. The answers to these questions were not mutually exclusive. For example, the vast majority of U.S. adults ascribe suffering at least partly to random chance, saying that the phrase, sometimes bad things just happen, describes their views either way, very well or somewhat well. That's 86%. That's a huge majority. Yet it is also quite common for Americans to feel that suffering does not happen in vain. More than half of U.S. adults, 61%, think that suffering exists to provide an opportunity for people to come out stronger. Many Americans lay some blame for the suffering that occurs in the world at the feet of individuals and societal institutions. Roughly 7 in 10 adults, 71%, say the following statement describes their views at least somewhat well. Suffering is mostly a consequence of people's own actions. Does that mean that Americans are heartless? And they think that the blessed lives that most Americans have, and by the way, when you compare the way that Americans live today and the way you're getting ready for Christmas, for instance, with the way that the characters in A Christmas Carol and the Dickens work from 170 years ago, if you believe that things haven't improved, that you're not able to talk about options and opportunities, even family celebrations that are just vastly different and more favored in contemporary America than people living at another time in history or in any other country right now. The suffering is mostly a consequence of people's own actions. Was that true of suffering that is brought on by a tremendous natural disaster? There's a new movie that we're going to be reviewing tomorrow called Don't Look Up, which is about a potential natural disaster, which is a comet hitting the United States or hitting the world and ending all forms of life on planet Earth. Okay, that's not real. It's a movie. But would that be something that reflected people's own actions or the actions of our leaders and not doing enough to head off a comet? Who knows? By comparison, relatively few Americans seem to question their religious beliefs because suffering exists. For instance, only 14% of U.S. adults overall affirm that sometimes I think the suffering in the world is an indication that there is no God. It's kind of encouraging that there are only 14% of Americans who believe that. And the other thing that's interesting about this survey is that people still believe in heaven. And how many people of all U.S. adults, 73% believe in heaven, only 62% believe in hell. Well, that's kind of optimistic. Among Protestants generally, evangelical Protestants, 96% say they believe in heaven, compared to just 37% among the unaffiliated. There's also a big age difference. What that poll indicates to me is that people who suggest that America is becoming a more and more secular nation, yeah, in some regards, I think there is a real problem that people have with religion, which has become so entangled with politics, and on both sides. There's a big story in the news today about a Methodist pastor who was fired, and people are opposing it because he appeared on a drag queen TV show as a drag queen. He's married to a woman, but again, without clearing it with his congregation. Now, when the issues of the day, political issues, politics very rarely has to do with absolute truth. It has to do with the best that we can do. And I think that part of the decline in religious faith isn't really a decline in belief. It's a decline in the way that that belief has intruded into politics. Very few Americans believe they're experts in religion. And very few Americans are. But it kind of it comes with the territory. It's a constitutional right. Every American can think he or she is an expert in politics. And it's one of the reasons that trying to approach people for a religious affiliation with a political argument is not a great point. The other idea that that most Americans believe, I think, shows that most Americans are smart. Because if you're talking about close to 90% of Americans who think that you explain suffering by saying that some things, terrible things, just happen, it's much easier to deal with that suffering than to take the assumption that, okay, I'm sick right now, I got COVID, and it's my fault. And generally, there are many, many terrible things that happen to people, in fact, that have nothing to do with your choice or choices. Sometimes they do. But it seems to me that what this shows, again, is something that's crucial to understand about America. We remain, in terms of all the surveys and the studies and the analysis that ask people, do you believe in God? Do you believe in heaven? Do you believe in hell? Do you read the Bible? Do you study it? We remain an unusually religious country, and much more so than our close allies in Western Europe, for instance. But that doesn't necessarily mean we are a church-going country. And one of the big challenges for those of us who are involved with organized religion is trying to appeal to those people who say they believe, but don't necessarily believe exactly as we do when it's applied to politics. It's one of the reasons there is a division between church and state that is part of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.